are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic, and a busy one this morning. First off, we've got Bree from the Discovery Center. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning.
And a nice sunshiny day to start off the week. You got to love that.
Yes, and it's been a long time since I've been in here.
It has, and you've got the fun stuff to talk about.
I do.
Discovery on Tap is back again.
Yes. So Discovery on Tap is our program we have for adults, and it's the third Friday of the month, and we've been doing that at the St. Charles. So this Friday, the 20th, is the third Friday of May, and we have an entomologist, which is a bug scientist, Amanda Bachman, will be there. I hear she's ordered some hissing cockroaches, and there will be some treats.
Okay.
For people to try that may or may not have... insect parts in them.
Interesting. Yeah. So it's for the not faint of heart.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. So Discovery on Tap, basically the idea is to have some fun, learn some science, get together with your friends, have a few drinks if you choose, order a pizza, that kind of thing. And so we do that every month.
The drinks may help with
the courage.
The treats,
for
yes.
Trying
Some people may need a little bit more to help with that
perhaps,
than others.
Yes.
But that sounds like a great time for the adults.
So yeah. So we do that. That's every month. And so we encourage people to come. It's free. And then, you know, we ask people for donations. But it's been a lot of fun. We started it in March, and we've had a great turnout so far every month.
Excellent. So, don't miss out this Friday. And, of course, here we are. We're not far from Memorial Day. That means summer camps are starting. And boy, you've got a great lineup again this year, as always.
Yep.
And they're filling up quick.
They are. It's hard to believe this is the last week of school. We are starting next Monday with camps. Our first camp is for K through 2. And then the week after that, we have a camp for 3rd through 5th grade. And then after that, middle school. And then we just kind of keep repeating that cycle.
Right.
There's also a preschool age camp. So people need to go to our website or call or stop by and get signed up, because some of those camps are either full or almost full.
Yeah, so don't miss out. Get the kids in there. If they want to see what programs you have for the summer camps, the website?
The website is sd-discovery.org, and they can call us at 605-224-8295.
And, of course, you'd love for them to stop by and check out all the great exhibits. The treehouse is a big hit, I hear.
The treehouse is amazing. Yeah, we're really excited that is finally finished, and kids love it.
Absolutely. Well, enjoy Discovery on Tap this Friday.
Yes.
And we'll hopefully see you again soon. I know it's been busy there, and lots of people are coming in, which is always fun.
Yes, we have interns coming in, so you'll be meeting a lot of new people this summer.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to that.
All right.
All right. Well, always good to see you, Bree.
Yep.
Enjoy the sunshine
today.
Thanks.
You too.
Will do. So there's Bree Oatman from the South Dakota Discovery Center joining us here on this Monday edition. Yeah, check things out there. Lots going on in those summer camps for the kids are a lot of fun. As I mentioned, it is a busy one today because we also have from Kennedy Elementary, Megan Deal, and she's brought along Jolynn Haberling too. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Boy, oh boy, you guys have been doing your program again against cancer, and it has gone over really well, hasn't it?
Yes, it has gone above our expectations. So our program is Schools Versus Cancer at Kennedy. We are the only school in the state that does the program, and it ties in with the American Cancer Society. And so our students have been amazing, bringing in their coins, their dollar bills, anything. And we're just so, so proud of all of our students.
Yeah, they've done a great job.
So I want to invite all the survivors in the community and in the surrounding communities to come up to Kennedy Elementary on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. We're going to have a little program and recognize the survivors. We also are doing a raffle for a quilt and a diamond art painting. I came up with the idea, and Char Costers has joined me, and our money is going to go to our local hospice to help here in town, and we are right around $1,475 for that. There are still many tickets available. We will be outside the school today and tomorrow So if anybody wants to buy tickets, they can contact us. We'll also probably have some available the morning of the event.
Excellent. And yeah, Wednesday looks like it's going to be a really great day.
Hopefully, yes.
The weather, we'll keep our fingers crossed, yes, is going to hold out. But there's, you know, so much going on that day.
Yep.
And you want to have, as you mentioned, the cancer survivors come on out. And it's really important, I think, to get to the kids while they're young and let them know that this is important. This is something that we all need to do and to help out with.
And that's always been our goal at Kennedy. Well, we started when it was at Washington and McKinley, but now at Kennedy, it's always our goal to get more and more survivors wearing their purple shirts so our students can see where their money is going. Mrs. Haberling's raffle goes to our local hospice. Our money that as of right now, we're over $9,000 that our students have raised. That will go to the American Cancer Society and their programs that they also provide for our state.
That is wonderful. Now, if there are cancer survivors out there that want to come out and be part of this, what time are things happening? Where do they need to be?
I think they should come around 8:00, and it'll be in our gym at Kennedy Elementary. And the event starts around 8:15, so I hope to see a lot of people out there.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. That would be great. And kudos to all the kids.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
My goodness. That is just fantastic because you said your goal was to fill a fish tank.
Yes.
And it sounds like you did. And
we did.
Maybe then some?
I think and then some with the raffle. And then we also had the opportunity to the students and staff to buy T-shirts that Melissa Bullock created. And so with all of that, we are above and beyond, and so we are just so proud.
Yeah, they did just a wonderful job, and I'm sure they're looking forward to Wednesday.
Oh, I think so.
I think so.
Yes, yep, and find out the winning classes, because we put a little competition in with it, too, for fun. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we have two winning classes, and so, they'll be excited.
Very nice. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
It's so great to hear that the kids did so well in this type of project, and like we said, teaching them early, helping them to understand what it is and why it's important to help raise money. That's a great thing. So thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
All right. Enjoy your day. There is the Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by our friends at May Adam and Peer VA Clinic.